The Department of Education has announced an expansion of additional needs classes at schools in Dublin and Cork from this September. It's part of a budget commitment to increase the number of school places for children with special educational needs by 1,700 in the next academic year. In a separate agreement, several fee-paying schools in South Dublin will provide additional needs classes for the first time. Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Josepha Madigan, joins us now from our Dáil Studio. Good afternoon, Minister. Welcome to the programme. So what's been announced today?
So, first of all, Brian, we're announcing a new special school in Rochestown in Cork, which will provide for the enrolment of children and young people with autism and complex learning needs up to the age of 18. And this was badly needed in the Cork area. As you can appreciate, high density urban areas like Dublin and Cork can be pinch points when we're talking about special education or indeed any type of education in general. It's a new special school. That means we'll now have 127 special schools in the country. And even though school going children who attend special schools and special classes only make up about 2% of the student population, they are our most vulnerable, and we need to make sure that we look after them well. We're also providing additional special school places in Carrigline Community Special School in Cork, in St Killian Special School in Mayfield, in St Gabriel's Special School in Bishopstown, and also in Dublin. We did already open the special school in Our Lady of Good Hope in Crumlin, but we're also providing additional capacity in the Casa Caterina School in Cabra and the Danu Community Special School in Dublin 15. And there's a lot of planning underway as well for the provision of new school buildings for other special schools under the patronage of St Michael's House. We're doing a huge amount of work in this area, Brian, and we've an unprecedented budget of over 2.2 billion, which is purely dedicated to the area of special education.
The commitment is to create a further 287 special classes for the 2022-2023 school year. Now, obviously, this will go some way towards that, but a lot will remain to be done. Will it be done?
It will be done. If we think back to how far we have come, and that's not to say there's a huge amount left to do, but I mean, we have a 386% increase in special classes since 2011. So we're now at 2,118 special classes. It's important to say as well that in this announcement today, we have a major policy departure where fee-paying schools, particularly under the Spirit in Education Trust, which is a patron of 6 second level schools and 3 primary level schools like Blackrock and Willow Park, St Mary's, St Michael's and Temple Oak College, for the very first time has agreed and given a commitment to open special classes, which is of huge benefit. And I really want to thank the Spirit Education Trust for doing that. There's a working group that's been set up so that we can make sure, and there'll be no fees charged. They've waived fees for those special classes. It's very important to stress that.
And in one of those cases, the plan is to build new facilities at, I think, is it Temple Oak College, on land owned by the Spiritans?
That's correct.
So who will own the school?
So in relation to the ownership, there will be a legal agreement in place. So to secure the Minister of Education's interest in the property, to reflect any capital funding, for example, provided by her for development, or any future minister for development of the property for special education use. But the property will remain privately owned, but she will fund the development of facilities.
The state will fund the building of this school, but it will then be owned by the order.
Yeah, there will be an agreement that is put in place, a legal agreement, so that we make sure that there's appropriate security of interest in place, so that we could be used for the provision of SEN on a non-fee charging basis. So there is a lot to be worked out, but I'm quite satisfied.
Sorry, I'm not quite clear here. Is the Department of Education effectively building a school which will then be handed over to the Spiritans but leased back from them?
So what the minister will have is that there is a legal agreement in place between the minister, I suppose, the department, with the Spiritans, that any capital funding that is provided by her, she will have a right over that, but the property will be privately owned. So it's quite complex the way it's worked out, but we're satisfied that there is proper legal agreement in place.
Just another question, Minister, to gain access to a special need needs class. A child has to first have the a statement, an assessment of needs undertaken. And we know that from the Ombudsman, the Children's Ombudsman, as recently as last December, there were 4,000 children currently awaiting an assessment of need. Are you creating places which won't be able to be filled because the children who might qualify for those places won't have had these assessments?
Yeah, it's important. It's an important area because obviously it has a knock-on effect for me as Minister for Special Education. I'm working very closely with Minister Abbott around this, and I know that she has made significant progress on reducing those waiting lists. It's also important to stress, Brian, that there's no assessment needed for mainstream classes, and 90% of our children with a special education need attend mainstream.
Yeah, we're talking here about the special
but you
classes.
But you are correct to say
and
that
the numbers waiting for these assessments, according to Niall Muldoon, are rising.
Yes, and she is working on that, and I'm working very closely with her on it. And I know that the HSE are working very closely on it as well. But I mean, it's really important that we support parents in finding places and vindicating the rights of children in the main.
Just a final question on another matter, and that is the numbers of Ukrainian children coming here with this refugee exodus now. At this point, we've something of the order of 10,000 people have come into the country just in the last few weeks seeking refuge here. Do we know how many of those are children, how many of those are either in need or are receiving education?
Well, I think I listened to Micheál Lehane there, and he said there's about 10,414 Ukrainians now in Ireland. And international trends would dictate that about a third of those are under the age of 18. So it's really important that that we provide education for them should they wish it. And, you know, we know that they have that right anyway under the Temporary Protection Directive. The Ukrainian children are beneficiaries under that. And we do have data that the department already has data under the National Inventory of School Capacity. And that's based on annual enrolment returns. So that also utilises a geographical information system so that we can see a spatial analysis of what's needed.
Right. Do you know, does the department know as of now how many of those Ukrainians who've come into the country are children? Are school going?
Well, it's in the hundreds as opposed to the thousands yet.
There isn't actually a figure.
No, though they do have a figure, but it's in constant flux, as you can appreciate. There are people arriving on a daily basis. And it's also important to stress that the first thing is accommodation. So the accommodation is the first thing, and that may be temporary. It's also about encouraging schools to register with the department. Not all have done that. And I want to thank the schools, by the way, who have welcomed the doors. We have a great history in this country of looking after children with diverse backgrounds and multiculturalism, and I hope that will continue. And there is also the TUSLA Education Support Service, which will help them integrate into schools also.
Minister of State Josipha Madigan, thanks very much for talking to us on the News at One. Back with more after this short break.